آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔ We've been talking about colonial connections between the Indian subcontinent and Australia during the 19th century. And we've heard so many interesting anecdotes, case studies about people who arrived here during that time, some as camellias, some as hawkers, some as servants, and many more came out here to find their fortune. So we have with us a wonderful raconteur, Sania Khatun, who's a writer and cultural historian, and she's made documentary films as well that have been screened on SBS and ABC. And she's the author of a very well-known book called Australia Nama, The South Asian Odyssey in Australia. So who better to tell us some anecdotes and stories about people coming out of the subcontinent to Australia. So welcome to the Hindi program, Sania.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You studied so much about it, written so much about it. Did any women come out here during the 19th century to Australia?
Oh, well, this was one of the most exciting discoveries about this research, was once I went into the archives and actually started looking through passenger lists, the number of South Asian women that actually crossed the Indian Ocean is absolutely mind-boggling. So the very earliest women are, of course, the Ayahs, who are coming with their white employers looking after white children. But the South Asian women who start coming during the era of the camel industry are often the wives and daughters of big, very prosperous camel merchants. So there's this wonderful story and very sad story of a young woman by the name of Shamsul Nissa. Mm-hmm. Shamsul Nissa is born in Karachi to Bibi Ismat and Tag Muhammad. Now, Tag Muhammad is one of the biggest camel merchants in Australia. Him and his brother, Tag and Faiz, have one of the biggest import-export businesses in Australia as South Asians. And they're the ones who are importing some of the, 4,000 camels almost come via Faiz and Tag Muhammad. Shamsul Nissa is born in 1890, just as this trade in camels is at its peak. For her, it's very sad that when she's six years old, her father, Tag Muhammad, is actually killed in Australia. He's shot at a mosque in Coolgardie. And so from that point on, Shamsul Nissa's life takes a bit of a sad turn. And what happens is in 1901, when the White Australia Policy is enacted, the Faiz and Tag Carrying Company, who are the people who are bringing camels into Australia, their operations are significantly limited, and it throws that entire family and its fortunes sort of into the ocean, in a sense. They don't really know what to do now that they're not allowed to bring camels in anymore.
So, and that was during once the White Australia Policy was put down, is it?
Yes, so in 1901, in 1901, the West Australian government contracts with Shamsul Nissa's uncle to allow him to bring in 500 camels, but then the Australian Commonwealth government has said no Asiatics can be importing animals, no Asiatics can be operating across South Asia and Australia, and so Faiz, Shamsul Nissa's uncle, has already loaded the ship in Karachi with these 500 camels.
Oh.
And it's an absolute, you can track the drama through the telegrams they send. And, you know, and then he receives a wire from the West Australian government saying, we're going to go back on our agreement that you can import camels because the Commonwealth government is not going to allow you to land. And from that point on, the lives of the women and the daughters of these men who are doing the importing, it just completely changes. So what I was really surprised to see was in 1906, Shamsunnisa actually herself, with her cousin, travels to Geraldton and then Perth in a sort of a renegade shipment of camels that another uncle of hers undertakes. Yes. So if you look through the passenger lists of these ships which are arriving with camels after 1901, because some of them still are arriving after 1901, they're just not technically allowed to arrive. So Shamsunnisa and her cousin is actually in one of these ships with camels. And yeah, so she arrives in Perth in 1906, and she arrives kind of in search of the man that she's been engaged to, who is the son of Faiz Muhammad. So Shamsunnisa's father is Targ, Shamsunnisa's uncle is Faiz, so she's, you know, she's supposed to marry Faiz's son. And she comes in search of him, and it's an absolutely tragic story that you see play out, where she's just subjected to the most incredible racism in Australia, at the absolute height of the White Australia policy. And you see it unfold in the newspapers, that people are saying, you know, she needs to go back, she needs to leave, you know, Australia immediately. The White Australia policy has said that people like her and her family cannot be here. And eventually in 1907 she does leave, and you know, we get the briefest glimpse that she is able to meet up with Ghulam Faiz Muhammad, who is the man that she's engaged to, but we never see her again. She's not able to stay in Australia, and she sort of just disappears. And it's one of these wonderful, rich glimpses of the kinds of very difficult lives that the early South Asian women in Australia lived.
Oh, and so she went back home.
Yeah, from what we can tell, she doesn't leave with her cousin, who is another young woman. So I think that the woman who arrives with her stays in Australia, but Shamsunnisa leaves with Ghulam Faiz Muhammad. And as far as I can tell, they get married. But
I'm sure. I hope they lived happily ever after.
Hopefully, let us hope.
Thank you so much for that anecdote. Beautiful. Thank you so much. लाइक करें, शेयर करें या कमेंट करें, SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर फॉलो करें।